Welcome back to the 2016 Cleveland Browns Foundation Radiothon. Log on to clevelandbrowns.com right now or the mobile app for your opportunity to bid on a once-in-a-lifetime item, or you can call right now 440-824-3401. And, of course, all of your bids help support education and youth development in Northeast Ohio. And the Haslams, the owners of the Browns, Jimmy and Dee Haslam, have offered to match every dollar donated dollar for dollar. So a huge commitment there. Very happy to be joined now by Browns third-year linebacker Christian Kirksey. He will be participating in one of the items you can bid on, the Cleveland Indians experience with the two men in the middle, DeMario Davis and Christian Kirksey. The package includes four tickets to watch batting practice, four lower box tickets to the Indians against the White Sox at Progressive Field on September the 23rd at 7:10. Winners will also be getting an authentic autographed jersey by second baseman Jason Kipnis, an autographed baseball by starting pitcher Corey Kluber also included. So that certainly is going to be a lot of fun. Christian, thanks for being with us, man.
Thanks for having me.
We're happy to have you here. Let's talk a little bit about this. And you know, are you a baseball fan?
I am a baseball fan. I used to play third base.
Okay, the hot corner.
Yeah, third base and pitcher, you know, in my little league days.
Okay.
I was pretty good at it. I was going to go that route, but then I picked up the football.
Okay, so. Which has certainly worked out well for you. Have you ever taken, like, batting practice at Progressive Field?
No.
I think you should
never.
Do that.
I think
would you
I
hit
should,
yard?
Man.
Would you go yard?
Yeah.
Definitely. I don't know if I could go yard.
I definitely could go yard. We'll see. I could go yard with a golf club.
So could I.
Well, everybody could. But I don't know if I mean, I could do it with
a
baseball.
Is it a challenge?
Can Christian Kirksey go yard so. with a golf club? Because we've seen him in the last 2 years.
Hey, man,
the Browns golf outing.
I've been practicing. I've been practicing, man.
I don't know if you could keep it between the foul poles. That would be the challenge there. All right, let's talk a little bit about the season opener there. Defensively, you guys held him 5 of 15 on third downs, couple of sacks, one of which was yours. How did it feel to get to the quarterback?
Oh, man, it felt great. You know, Ray Horton had a perfect play call for the perfect play. And once I seen that guard, you know, overset me, I knew I can go underneath. And Derek came, and he actually missed the sack. Derek did, and I ended up coming on the rebound and just getting that sack. So it was definitely a thrill, and to start off the season with a sack is definitely good.
Kindred came on that delayed safety blitz for you, and he kind of whiffed and funneled him right back to you. So
funneled
afterwards,
right back
to
me.
Do you give him like a thank you? You're like, thanks for missing that one. Thanks for bringing him to me.
Hey,
How's that go?
I just told him, like, hey, I feel good. You can have the same feeling if you just make the tackle.
Christian, I know, you know, yesterday we did some taping for the coaches show, you know, out on the practice field, and you were just getting ready to meet up with DeMario Davis to watch some of the Ravens film. Mm-hmm. You know, what did you guys learn against the Eagles as a defense, and what are you looking forward to going out and basically exploring and taking advantage of those opportunities against the Ravens?
So we learned a lot, especially cleaning up some of the stuff that was on film. That you know, we just got to be more sound in what we do. Sometimes you can get caught up in the game and do some uncharacteristic things. And we looked at film, and it really wasn't nothing that stuck out too much to where, like, we'd go into panic mode or we think we have to, like, switch out a lot of stuff. It was a lot of little things and little details that we can just fix on our own. And we just knew, like, okay, it's somebody wasn't in that gap, and it's a small thing that we just fix that can eliminate a big run or a big play. So definitely looking at the film, we took a lot of positives out of it. And like I said to you yesterday, we got a lot of young guys, and when you have young guys, all you can do is just tell them to go out there and play fast, and we'll clean up whatever we need to clean up throughout the process. And that's definitely something that is a positive. So just looking at this Ravens team coming in, you know, they're a good team. We all know how the Ravens are. We play them every year, twice a year. So we know what they're going to bring to the table, and we just got to be prepared for that.
One of the things going into that first game was the run defense, the questions about the run defense. You guys helped Ryan Matthews to 3.5 yards to carry, 3.9 overall for that team.
Yeah.
What was the biggest difference, do you think, in your ability to stop the run compared to maybe last year?
I mean, it's all about attitude, and that's something that we've been stressing a lot throughout this whole process, through OTAs, through the draft, getting guys that we know that's going to be able to be run stoppers. Throughout this whole camp process, we've been striving on, you know, eliminating the big runs, and we put big emphasis on guys being accountable in their gaps and things like that. So that's one thing that we really stressed, and you can see that, you know, we've gotten a lot better from last year, and now we just need to focus on something else that may have killed us in the last game, and then just keep stacking days and keep working, and then keep, you know, perfecting what we can do, and I think we'll be fine.
transitioning out of football and actually, you know, back to the Radiothon and the Cleveland Browns Foundation, just talk about, you know, some of the experiences that you've enjoyed over your 3 years as a Cleveland Brown. Where, and I know that I've seen your jersey, you know, out, you know, in some of the schools and the different functions that the foundation puts on. Just share some of what it means to not only be a Cleveland Brown, but to be out in the community and having these young kids or these different foundations really see the benefit of the Cleveland Browns Foundation.
See, like the Give 10 with the Browns, man. You know, it's crazy. It's definitely heartwarming to be a part of an organization like this. You know, when I was growing up, I never really had the chance to go and interact with some of my favorite football players, some of my favorite athletes. I never had the chance to really be around things like that. So just being in the league now, being a professional, it feels good to give back and be able to put a smile on the kid's face, be able to let a kid know, like, you know, your dreams will come true. I was once in your shoes before, and just – kind of just help a kid along the way, you know, become the best person you become. And it's definitely a good feeling to be able to just be hands-on in the community, not just having the community think that we just, you know, just a pro athlete, just making the best of our lives in football, but we want to show them that we give back to the community and we, you know, we just like everyone else. And it just definitely feels good to be a part of something big like that.
Do you have one particular memory of something off the field with the Cleveland Browns that stands out to you as kind of that one moment that – you know, you were excited to be able to give back. So we see on the board over there playing a little bit of golf, which maybe it was your foray onto the golf course. Look at that high five.
The high five. I believe that's when I hit a hole in one. I think so. No, but I remember when I had went to a school and we was talking about being on time and the importance of attendance coming to school every day. And as soon as I walked into the auditorium with all the kids, man, you could just see their faces just light up. And one of the kids, he went to come up there and do the nay-nay with me. So, like, that was pretty fun. I think everyone knows that I like to dance a lot. So, like, when I see a bunch of kids just out there having fun dancing.
Are you the best dancer on the team?
Yeah. I don't want to toot my own horn, but I won a little bit of battles in the locker room when it comes to dancing.
Who would you say if you we were setting this up? Who would meet you in the finals if it was like an NCAA bracket? Who's getting there to face you in the finals of the dance off?
Okay, I got two people.
Okay,
and it's Joe Hayden.
Okay,
and Don Jones.
Don Jones.
Don Jones.
He's
under the radar. Don Jones got some moves, man.
He's a nice dresser as well. He's got his own.
Yeah, he's smooth.
He's got his own style, but yeah,
he's smooth. He's smooth with it.
Interesting.
Yeah, so start paying attention to
Don
Jones.
So offense, you're saying, basically has nothing?
No. Yeah, the offense.
There's nobody on the offense.
I haven't seen too many people on offense dance.
I feel like Duke could dance a little bit.
Nah.
Probably not Crow.
Probably not Crow.
Maybe TP?
Big play Gear.
Big play Gear,
no.
You know what?
I bet Robert could dance.
Higgins.
Higgins. Yes.
Your name can't be Hollywood and you can't dance, you know?
Absolutely. So. I think that's very, very fair. Yeah. All right, folks, call up right now, 440-824-3401. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com. You have an opportunity to go to see batting practice, lower box tickets, the White Sox and the Indians, September the 23rd. You'll be joined by Christian Kirksey and DeMario Davis, and you'll also get a Jason Kipnis autographed jersey and a Corey Kluber autographed baseball. Now, every time we talk to you about DeMario Davis, your face lights up. You guys obviously have a very special relationship. He seems very serious, very all business. But I can tell from when you think about him, that is not the only facet of DeMario Davis. So give us one good DeMario Davis story.
All right. So let me see. What's a good DeMario Davis story? Oh, okay. So I don't know if y'all seen the celebration after the sack, but we did like a little dance routine. But he has showed me a video of this dance that he wanted to do, like a particular dance he wanted to do. And when he was like, when he was doing it, I could just tell that he really don't know the moves yet. But like, everybody thinks DeMario like this serious guy.
Yeah.
But like, really, when you get to know him, like he has a sense of humor. He's goofy. He's always joking around. Like, I'll just be at home, it'll be like 9 o'clock, and he'll send me a random text message. It's just something just funny, just off the wall. And like, he's just goofy.
Yeah.
But when it comes to football, I can see like he's real serious and he's about his business. But when you go to the personal side of him, you know, man, he's a good guy, man. Funny guy.
Well, good. Yeah. So people are going to have a lot of fun with you, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The Indians game. A lot of laughter.
Watch his dance moves, too. He's coming along.
All right. Christian, thank you so much. Best of luck Sunday against the Baltimore Ravens. And thanks for participating in the Cleveland Browns Foundation Radiothon.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
All right.